Welcome to my life. I can take a wild guess. You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
Is the lighter side or the dark side?
Your phone's on vibrate.
Yep.
Josie's putting her phone on vibrate. Welcome, everybody. It's the
and
lighter
I'm
side.
I'm sticking it down my pants.
I bet you are. It's the lighter side of the dark side, your Thursday night freak show. Welcome to the Dark Mark Show. That's my co-host straight from the dentist again.
I know.
Josie Katz. Josie, you know what to do.
Nice say, and loopy.
You want to say hello to the dark minions out there?
Hello, dark minions.
We've got a very special show tonight. This is the show I was going to have last month, but I'm glad Josie, when you were gone, I had so many great shows when you were gone. And you
I
were,
know. I hate you for that.
And one of the great shows I had was with the wonderful lady sitting right next to you, Sin Fisted.
I know. Sin and I know each other.
You know each other very well. I know you guys had the foot off last year on my show as well. And everybody knows Sin Fisted. Everybody loves Sin Fisted. Everybody wants
now
to know what Sin Fisted is.
The foot off.
The foot off. Melrose, we had a show with a couple of comedian friends of mine, and one of the guys has a big foot fetish. Do you have a foot? Oh, Melrose Larry Green is here. You know him from the Howard Stern Show. You know him from the Street Corner. You know him from all sorts of things. He was in a Whoopi Goldberg movie. I didn't know that. He ran for mayor. There's a lot of stuff about this guy.
Twice. I ran for mayor twice.
We'll talk about that. But do you like feet?
No, not really. No.
Really? You're not a foot guy? Okay.
No, I never understood that.
Well, I have a friend that's really...
Keep those feet away from him.
No, I'm sure he'll...
kind of stinky right now, too.
I'm an ass guy.
You're an ass guy, okay. But there's a lot of guys...
I mean, that's...
There's a lot of guys that are into feet, and we had one of my friends who was into feet that was on the show, and since Sin Fisted had won a prize winner in a foot fetish thing,
it was the most unique, exotic, and captivating foot model.
Right, and so we had her and Josie have a foot off and shove their feet in his face.
Wow.
His eyes bugged out of his head, but... Before we start with that, I want to say Melrose Larry Green is here.
It's great to be here. I want to tell you something before you even get started. My management, I have a manager and an agent and all that.
Yeah, so do I.
They were not crazy that I'm
Instagram.
Doing this. I make my decisions in life, though.
I appreciate that, Melrose.
I really like you. You're a great comedian. And to be with my new friend, Josie Katz, and Sin Fisted, this is like... I feel like Derek Jeter in Yankee Stadium right now.
Well, you should. To be sitting with these two women, I was going to have you sit in between them. But
I was going to say a Melwich.
You want to switch places with Mel and have a Melwich?
I wrote her a note with my phone number.
Let's do it.
There's a better chance of me landing on the moon than her ever.
Hey, Melrose, do you mind switching with Sin so they can have a Melwich?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, Sin, why don't you switch with Melrose?
I am, for the next hour, you guys, I will do whatever you guys want.
Okay, well.
Oh, really?
Hey,
yes. All right. Yes. Did you watch any of the past shows?
Yeah, have you seen my show?
No, not all of them.
He saw the one.
We've
he saw the one with
people.
He saw the one with Sin Fisted and, yes. No, we haven't killed anybody yet.
Not yet.
Last week, we had a woman stripped naked and a guy paint her like a clown.
Ooh, I'm much taller in this one.
Really?
Yes we like did. Yeah, really. You gotta check out the show.
No, what I want is to give, this is to be here at Skid Row Studios is an honor. I love downtown LA, and I haven't done a program like this in a long time. I get offered, but I want to give good radio and TV, basically.
Right.
And a shout out to the kids that are in the booth over there.
Right.
You know, so let's,
those crazy kids.
Jenny,
they're substituting for Jeremy, who's usually there. Jenny's here. We love when Jenny comes, looking beautiful as always, and her boyfriend's right there, so I'm not hitting on her. Melrose, we're gonna have and we're gonna have some great radio. But if you shut up for 2 minutes, I got something to say.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. I'm trying to be stern, like shut up, Melrose. You know that kind of thing.
Right.
So, we're being sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com. is great. Now, you listen to audiobooks, Melrose. I'm sure you do, right?
He brought all kinds of paperwork with him.
Right. I know you read a lot. Audiobooks are great. If you go to audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow or just go to darkmarkshow.com, you can get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial at audible.com. Josie, I picked out a book for you. No, I know.
I only look at pictures. So.
Well, no.
I like pop-ups.
Well, wait a second.
Hey-o.
This may pop.
The scratch and sniff.
This may pop you up because I know how you are such a fan of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Absolutely.
How would you like to hear an audiobook of Bram Stoker's Dracula as performed by Tim Curry?
No way.
And Alan Cumming and an all-star cast.
That sounds like fun.
Go to audible.com, go to Bark Mark Show, do the free trial. You get a free audiobook, free MP3. Put it on your iPod, burn it on a CD. It's yours for free, courtesy of the Dark Mark Show. Melrose Larry Green.
Yes.
Are you Jackie Mason's accountant or not?
No, I'm a good friend. I work with him, but I'm not his accountant.
Were you ever his accountant?
No, I was the accountant for Andrew Dice Clay and a lot of other comedians, but never Jackie's. Jackie, okay. I work.
Because that's a rumor. We're going to spell a lot of rumors about Melrose Larry Green.
Oh, yeah. You can ask me anything.
But if you go to audible.com, yes. You can get Jackie Mason Live in London because they have not only audiobooks, they have a lot of comedy albums, such as Jackie Mason Live in London. They got Louis C.K., Carlin, Classic Gold, Kevin Hart, whatever you want.
I love go Kevin to Hart.
Kevin Hart, it's great. Yeah. Audible.com. Sind, you don't think there's anything on audible.com for you, do you think? How about Seven Deadly Sins? Written and spoken by Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
Ooh.
That's on audible.com. Audible.com has something for everybody. If you're into Dracula, if you're into Jackie Mason, if you're into Slipknot, go to audible.com. Have a free book, a free trial on us. You can cancel anytime within the 30 days, but I'll bet you don't. I'll bet you want to get once you start looking through the books, you'll want a book a month. It's really great. So that's the audible.com spot. It's the first time I've actually been able to do it right.
Bravo.
Because the first time Josie was on Novocaine a couple weeks ago, it didn't quite go over. But now it's
time.
Were
you drooling?
Yeah, I'm always drooling anyway.
Well, yeah, because I'm right in front of you. You're looking at me. I would drool too. Anyway, I'm going to turn this camera around because it's time for the Josie Cat. Melrose, Josie Cat is the queen of Hollywood. Everything in Hollywood goes through her. This is the Josie Cat Hollywood Report.
Josie girl, you look so hot.
And the song is sex junkie. Oh, they can't hear me, can they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sex junkie by Piss Sound. Give it to me, baby.
I need some more. Sex junkie, sex junkie, sex junkie whore.
First song
sex
I wrote.
Junkie, sex junkie.
It's really complicated.
Listen, Melrose. No, okay. That was Josie Cat and her band Piss Sound singing sex junkie whore.
Beautiful.
What do you think about that?
I love it. Great. You're phenomenal.
It's fun.
Push me down the floor. Give it to me, baby. I need some more. My favorite lyrics are, I need a baby all through the night. Come on, baby. Don't put up a fight. Melrose, would you put up a fight with this woman?
I would do anything.
He straight in my chest.
Josie, what happened in Hollywood this week?
Hollywood, well, the last few weeks, had a great time thanks to my buddies. House of Broken Promises,
right.
Who rule. Thank you, Arthur, and the chief editor of High Times, Bobby.
Right.
For High Times convention.
You got some souvenirs.
No, I didn't get no souvenirs.
High Times.
But
wink, souvenirs.
But I went to their big event, and it was pretty cool.
Right.
And other than that,
well, you know, I was at an event in Hollywood this week.
This week, Carrera played, and it was super fun.
Carrera
put together this crazy show. I was carried out by a mad doctor, flung over his back in a straitjacket. My girlfriend, who Missy, is the special effects artist. She's only 18 years old and already doing True Blood and all these great shows.
And how come you didn't introduce me to her?
You've met Missy. You met her on set.
Did I?
Yeah, for the video.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Missy Munster. She carved help.
Yes.
On my chest. So when I took off the straitjacket.
Yes. Do I need to zoom in on that?
Hot,
or?
Hot. Dancers.
This is the show I invited you, Melrose.
I was there for a few minutes. I got there.
Okay.
And you probably
got there early and we went on.
I don't stay long. I got there because you invited me.
Right.
The one in Bordner's, right?
Did you see Sexy Dancers?
No, I was there for exactly 2 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty fast.
I didn't see Sin Fisted, so I took off.
Well, see,
the only reason I'm here is Sin Fisted.
I understand.
No offense to you guys.
I am seed. Carrera is Josie's other band. She has Pissant and Carrera. She's like the guy, the Maynard James Keenan, but she's got tits.
That was the password to get in, Carrera, right?
Carrera.
Yes. I read your emails to me.
I know. Yes. So anyway, Josie, I would keep going with the Hollywood Report, but Melrose is taking over the show. He's not going to let me talk. Melrose, I agree.
We'll let him talk.
I'm not really taking it over.
Right. I'm here
You will be, I'm sure. Well, we're going to try to stop that.
I will do whatever Sin Fisted wants.
Well, first of all, I wanted to...
What about what I want?
We've got some plans for you.
Do we get to spank him?
Yes, we do.
Are you going to be part of the spank train?
I don't get to spank him. You guys get to spank him. First,
and you get to spank us.
Everything's up to Sin Fisted.
Okay.
What do you think about spankings?
You want to know the truth? I love it.
Right? Do you like getting spankings or getting spankings?
No,
keep your
feet away from him. I like to spank girls.
Oh, okay.
And I don't mind being spanked.
Well, wait a second. Oh, okay. If Sin Fisted wanted to spank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Now, but Melrose, you and I were just talking about this, how much I hate getting spanked.
She hates getting... I don't
like getting spanked either. I'd rather get punched in the ass than spanked. I like thuddy. I don't like stinging.
If someone slaps
me in the ass, I want to turn around and punch him in the face. But if they punch me in the ass, I'm like, ooh.
Josie, I punched her in the ass on the way up. In the elevator.
Yeah, I still feel it, too. That's a good...
I gave her a nice uppercut. It was great. It was like, it was very...
On the elevator, it was really good.
So, Melrose Larry Green is here. Melrose Larry Green, if you don't know, and he is from... I shouldn't say you're from the Howard Stern Show, but you...
You can say that.
Yes. But you have called into the Howard Stern Show for years.
Thousands of times.
Yes. And by the way, Nixon is downstairs, if somebody can get him.
Get him quick, because he's hot.
He is hot.
You are, too, but we need another
Melrose Larry Green. Well, here's... Before I go on, because I want to make sure I'm not ruining any protocol, because I saw on YouTube where you were on the Man Cow Show, and I caused a rift between you and Howard Stern.
You know, I'm friends with Dice Clay, really good friends with Andrew Dice Clay, before I ever knew Howard. And we were at a store called Golden Apple. It's a comic book store that, you know.
Right, on Melrose.
On Melrose, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know Golden
Apple. And I'm sure you do know. And we were there, and Mancow was there. And he said to me, Melrose, you want to come on my show? Of course I'd go on.
Right.
And it didn't cause a rift. I think, I can't believe that Howard is so sensitive that he really felt that Melrose is that important. I wouldn't think that a guy of Howard Stern worth $800 million would care what Melrose Larry Green does.
Right.
But we're over that. I mean...
Okay, so going on the dark marshal is not going to prevent you from being on the Howard Stern
show. No, I love Howard.
Because, Chelsea, let me explain who Man Cow is, because you had no idea, and I don't think anybody does.
No, I actually do know. I grew up in the Bay Area, so I grew up listening to Man Cow.
He seems like the Chicago version of Howard Stern.
Yeah. Howard doesn't like Man Cow. Howard doesn't like Jay Leno.
Right.
Man Cow.
You know, I never got
into... Everybody loved Jay Leno.
Except I think no comedians like Jay Leno. All the comedians think Jay Leno sucks.
You're kidding.
They respect Jay Leno for what he did in the 80s. In the 80s, he was brilliant.
As soon as he took over the Tonight Show, he's
a sellout, and he didn't put comics in the Tonight Show. That was the big complaint.
Because
Jimmy Walker made a great point that Chelsea Handler's broken out more comics than Jay Leno ever did.
Yeah.
Huh. And
I love Chelsea. I love her. She's
here
awesome.
Here he is. Nick Sin is right here.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah, you want to sit that? You want to move your purse so that? And by the way,
come on over. You could just. By the way, on my lap.
Your purse and Nick's are about the same size. You want to sit on Josie's lap?
I'm gonna put him in my purse and take him
off. Hey, Nick, do you mind sitting on Josie's lap?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Nick Sin is gonna sit on Josie's lap for
like
the show.
He brought the liquor.
He brought some. What's that, Sailor
That's
Jerry?
Fireball.
What do you got?
That looks like Fireball.
Fireball. You know the way to Sin's heart.
I gotta make sure. I gotta taste it. Make sure there's no poison in it.
Melrose, this is Nick Sin.
How are you doing, Nick? Melrose, Larry Green, nice to meet you.
Okay,
yeah, I got a big butt.
Yeah. What'd you think?
No, that's my ass.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I have to get up, buddy.
Trust me.
Let me see.
Go ahead, Joseph.
I have a tiny little bun.
Trust me. Nick, her ass is probably bigger than your whole body in some respects, yeah. It's nice. It's good. It's fluffy. We were talking to Melrose Larry Green. You told me, Josie, the first time you saw Melrose Larry Green, you used to drive to work through Melrose.
Yes,
and would see him on the street holding signs.
I would see him on the corner of Melrose and
Highland.
Highland. Was it Highland?
Yeah.
And now I'm just really curious if you were doing accounting and doing the show. Why in the hell are you standing out on the street corner?
Well, let me just say this.
He's a prostitute.
No.
Is that, we finally figured out the secret of Melrose Larry Green the whole time.
I will tell you very simply.
He was on the wrong boulevard.
The reason why the reality shows like America's Got Talent and The Voice and American Idol, the reason why people look at these programs is that no matter what, people want to be famous.
Right.
And I come from a family of lots of scientists and doctors. I'm probably the only one in my family that's not a scientist.
You're the only one of your family standing in a strip car with a sign, Howard Stern changed my life.
He did. He's a great guy. And I came up with this idea because, you know, it's something different. And I've always felt that you got to do what you got to do. I, for example, think that what you do is brilliant, the goth comedian. I think the entire alternative lifestyle in this world is great. I think that, you know, look, we're not here forever in this world.
Right.
You know, you got to make the best of it. And I'm blessed. I mean, I've got a great fucking life.
But here's the
you can ask me anything.
How long would you stand out there?
That's a good question.
Sometimes hours. Sometimes in the heyday, 5-6 hours a day.
And you got really noticed.
That's insanity.
Well, I was going to ask him.
I can't even wait 2 seconds for the light to turn to walk across the block.
But not really. Well, Josie, right? let me tell you the bottom line of it.
I jaywalk.
It Sorry got me known all over the world, really not only the country.
Nice, yes. And nice, Josie. Josie just had a dental procedure. She's on Novocaine. You'll have to forgive her. And plus, she hit Nixon in the head with her breast and apologized. I don't think you need to apologize for that. I think he's okay with it. Right, right, Nick?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just going to keep drinking.
Okay. You know what you're saying.
Nothing is crazy if you like it. Here's an example. Let's talk about spanking, okay?
Or being
or being in an S&M scene at all, because I love S&M.
That's all we talk about.
Okay.
Yes.
So you Look at your chops.
Someone that doesn't understand the scene of all, doesn't understand how...
See my horns coming through my...
How anybody that can do the things they do. I mean, I went to Catholic Mass. I'm Jewish. I went to Catholic Mass a couple of times over on Rossmore.
Right.
And I saw the ritual of what went on. And I thought... Not only is it ridiculous, but the entire story of Jesus is totally ridiculous. And I work in front of the Scientology building on Hollywood Boulevard now, and they have their own thing, and people have their own values in this world.
Right.
And who am I, and who are you, and who are anybody here to say that somebody else is crazy or
wrong? Which is interesting, because you just did. You just said Catholics are crazy and there's no Jesus.
No, it's my opinion. I'm just Melrose.
Right, but you're just saying they're nobody. Melrose,
like,
I want to ask you a couple questions.
Anything at all.
And then we're going to get to some real fun. Sin is licking her chops. Sin,
yes.
Sin just won a foot fetish competition.
Yes.
You're aware of this.
Sin, tell me about
he doesn't like feet.
No, but
not that I don't like them. I mean, it's...
Sin, tell us about your foot fetish competition.
I'm an ass man.
There's no ass competitions. It's weird.
Right, well,
if there was, Sin Fisty would win.
Yeah, that was last year when I won Miss Bootylicious.
Oh, that's right. You did win Miss Bootylicious.
Yeah. And L.A. Speedweed Stunner Chick of the Year last year.
Yeah. Oh, I'm loving
yes.
that.
Yes, and Josie won most ridges in her ass. So go ahead. You,
fuck you. You finally got the first fuck you of the night. Aren't you happy?
It's only 25 minutes in.
Usually it's the first 10 minutes.
You're Miss Dickly Ass, not me. Come on.
How do you even fucking know?
I know you won Miss Dipley Ass. So you won. What was the foot fetish thing that you won?
It was the most unique, fascinating, captivating foot model.
Wow, I would go along with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm a contortionist. My toes are double jointed.
Her toes are double jointed.
And for like the foot fetish community, I have stinky feet, and not a lot of girls have that. So it's kind of a rare commodity.
Well, we were talking about pole dancing, and you don't like when girls are barefoot.
I hate it when girls pole dance barefoot. Drives me crazy. No one wants to see the fucking dirt on the bottom of your feet and your dirty hooker foot.
Right. and that leads me into Nick Sin, because Nick Sin goes to strip clubs all the time. Actually, I was in Portland, hung out with Nick. Nick came in with Buggy Nova, the pro wrestler. I never met Nick. We hit it off. Cool guy. And we go to Portland. He takes me to Dante's, and you're familiar with Dante's.
Yeah, I used to headline Dante's back in the day when it first opened.
When did you two meet, Sin and Sin? When did you two meet?
A couple years ago, I would say in the fall, when I went up to Seattle and Portland to work, and I was mistressing at Dante's, and that's when I met you, and you did the Marilyn Manson act and the Straitjacket act.
Yes, I saw the Marilyn Manson.
I did three performances that night at Dante's.
I didn't see that night, so I'm glad you saw it.
Because he had
two bottles.
No, he was buying me drinks.
Well, actually, I need some of that. Hand that over here.
Yeah. Melrose, he does mini Marilyn Manson.
Wow.
He sings to beautiful people like Marilyn Manson.
It was Super Bowl Sunday, and you caught me right in the middle of the Super Bowl and my gig, which I'm surprised I remember seeing you that day.
Yeah.
where are you originally from? I hear an accent.
I'm from Massachusetts.
Ah.
And you were in a Mini Kiss band too, right?
I was in the original Mini Kiss.
Oh, that's awesome.
You were the original Mini Kiss. Yeah, there's like a ton of them.
There's a couple knockoffs.
Were you Paul? Were you Gene? Who were you?
I was Ace.
You were Ace. Okay.
So I was allowed to not show up to the interviews because I was too fucked up.
You were allowed to be blargin' flargin' on camera. We're like,
that's the most accurate Ace Frehley you'll ever have. It's just be blargin' 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 blargin'.
The blargin' flargin'.
And I was underage, so it was even better when I did it.
Wow. Baby-faced Ace.
Yeah. Just fucked up, wasted, couldn't talk on a mic.
So as you can see, this is the most unusual collection of people I could ever get in the studio. Melrose, Larry Green. This is because Josie was calling you insane, and I take umbrage with that. But
I don't think he's insane. I think what he did was insane by standing out there for hours.
But Josie, you know who else thinks he's insane?
But you know what? I know who you are because of that.
Right.
Right.
So actually, it's a little bit of brilliant insanity.
Well, I moved here, Josie, in 1980 to be a stand-up comic from Houston, Texas.
Right. How's that going?
It's going great. I mean,
that's what, 34 years?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things are going on that are good.
Okay.
I'm on the road. I just came back from about 7 or 8 gigs in Florida.
Oh, that's great.
And I've got a band. I play rock and roll piano.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you don't know. Yeah.
Well, that's why I found out a lot of things. But I was going to ask you, when you're on the Howard Stern show, and I heard a couple clips online, and you're not on as much as you used to.
I don't want to be on that much anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Next.
They
always call me. They want me to come on.
But
you can't live in the past.
Well, I was listening to some.
You're over it.
No, I love Howard.
I was listening to some vintage clips, and you're talking.
Right.
And you could dominate a conversation and go on and on and on.
Right.
And they will start playing cuckoo noises.
That's fine. I love that.
So you don't take offense.
No. Howard has told me more than once, Melrose, you're a fucking genius. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, he's right. I am. and I laugh.
I like that. No hesitation.
I laugh all the way throughout life. The key to happiness in this world is, like Elaine Boozley used to say on TV, never let them see you sweat. I don't mean literally, I mean figuratively. If somebody fucks with you, if somebody's an asshole, let them hang themselves.
Right.
Let them go with it. People have called me the worst names. Oh, fuck you, Melrose, you suck, you're a loser.
Some of the Stern fans are pretty vicious.
I'll share that.
I don't give a fuck.
I will say,
I'm sitting next to Josie Katzen, Fisted, and Nick Sin, right?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah,
right.
So, and then Mark the Goth Comedian. Get out the phone number so people can call in.
If you want to talk to Melrose, Larry Green, Sin, Fisted, Nick, Josie, 1-800-893-9562.
But I'm not going to take over this hour. I just want you to know I love you, man.
I want you to take over the hour.
I want to do gigs with you in comedy.
Well, now you got a half hour.
I love you.
Actually, I will talk to you about a possible gig. I might have you host. But
I love you. And let me just say this. If anybody is out there that's listening that might be gay or that might be a cross-dresser or that might be into S&M.
Melrose, I'm not gay.
No, I didn't say you.
You've heard it like 3 times already. I am not, just because I'm wearing makeup, I'm not gay.
You are, anybody in life, you are what you are.
Is it just me or what? Yeah,
you've done everything
but call Nick and I fags. I mean, what are you doing,
Melrose? Nick's not a fag.
Nick's not a fag, you just affirmed it again. I am not gay, Melrose.
I didn't say you're gay. But
you didn't say it, but you can't
affirm
it.
If anybody is gay out there, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And if you like to smell feet, don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Why do I have a thing for asses?
That's
I don't know.
Sticker.
I have no idea.
I get a lot of ass guys, though.
I'm an ass guy.
Well, last time Sin Fisted was on the show. Josie, I was going to say, last time Sin Fisted was on the show, our friend Joe Adams, the great comedian,
who has one arm, you saw it.
Oh, yeah, and I did the booty clap on his nub.
He shoved his nub up your ass. I smelled the nub afterwards.
Right.
Sin Fisted has the best smelling ass I've ever smelled in my life. Stop. It was the, I'm serious.
Tonight I'm going
to I didn't know what to expect. I was like, I didn't think I was going to smell anything. I was like, what is that, Chanel? It was weird.
You know what's funny? I had asked
Joe with the nub.
Asked.
When he was on the show, have you done anything nasty? The first thing I thought when I saw it was what nasty things have you done with that?
That's the first thing I thought.
Oh, I've done all kinds of things. And then I found out that that was the first thing was with you.
Yeah.
So, right?
He really needs to work that nub.
He needs, yeah.
So let's separate some fact and fiction for Melrose. Now, we got some fun stuff planned for you, Melrose. Yeah. So you're not Jackie Mason's accountant.
No, and before I was famous, I could do things I can't do now.
Like?
I used to go to a club in North Hollywood.
Okay.
S&M kind of club, right?
All right.
And it was great. I can't go anymore because people
Everybody's
know
like,
me.
Melrose Larry Green, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I love it. I love that scene.
Wear a BDSM mask.
I went to a place that was called the Chateau.
Yeah, put like a mask on him, like
a
dog thing.
Mask yeah. on.
No, and nothing.
No gimp mask.
And it, I don't even know what that is. I love the idea of just let's go for it.
Right.
You know, let's go for it. And I'm a Jewish kid from Long Island, and I was always very repressed and had to, you know, think a certain way. And one thing I love about Los Angeles, California, is you got everything out here. And
I think you got everything in the studio, basically.
You do. You do. And the critical thing in life, most people are so full of it, it's not funny.
Right.
I never want to go to the Olive Garden on a date with a girl and find out what she majored in college, but I'd love to spank her.
Ladies, that sounds like an invitation. 1-800-893-9562. You will not get linguine, but you'll get a nice spank on the ass.
Harry, here's a gimp.
I would take the Hooters.
Yeah, wear one of those.
Oh, he doesn't want one of those. Right. No.
What if Newt Gingrich is watching
Newt
this?
Newt Gingrich. No.
You know, I mean,
what about this? You like this one?
That one's hot. Oh, I like that one.
Hold the dog mask,
Harry, would you wear it for me?
Well, can I breathe?
Yeah.
Yes, of course you can breathe. Yes. Josie's showing him a dog mask. If Sin Fisted puts a dog mask on you, you will go.
But I think we got that.
I have a mask fetish. I like wearing them, and I like seeing other people wear them.
I've never worn a mask in my life.
I feel a Club Bazaar trip coming on here.
Maybe some people out there can answer this for me. I have a fetish for
Josie, listen.
Not being able to see any of the skin. So like motorcycle, like the crotch rocket outfits where it's the helmet, the jacket, the gloves. I have like Zentai suits.
That's pretty hot.
I don't know what the term for it is, though.
So you like people that
like
that
people
that
like
a man in a uniform.
I'm putting my head.
Like if from Hellboy, Carl Rupert Cronin, you can't see any of his skin at all. It's the complete mystery of not knowing who's under there. But I don't know what the fetish term for that is, and no one can tell me it. But yeah, I don't know.
Dementia. I don't know what it is.
This is where I
fail, because if I cover myself from head to toe, you'll be like, "Oh, hi, Mark."
All right. I would just take your picture.
Nick has the exact same problem. Melrose can get away with it. Melrose, you are the most desirable man in this room, and you're in with Nixon and myself. And Nixon is we went through this last time. I said midget, dwarf, you're a little person.
That's fuck it.
Yeah, but you're a short guy. It's fine, because I told Josie you were coming on. It's like, I'm sick of dating short guys. And
I'm sure this guy gets a ton of girlfriends.
I said I don't date
short
guys.
Yeah, but you said,
all guys I've dated have been over 6 feet.
Because I was like, six coming. He's like, he's a little guy. And you're like, I hate short guys. I'm like,
about to change.
Oh. But Nick. Nick,
I don't say I hate short guys.
Nick, throw the moves. Because, Nick, I'll bet you get laid like crazy, don't you, Nick?
Oh, I guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a race car bed, so, you know. You got
a race car bed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He's a good-looking guy.
Does it have an alarm?
No.
Do you have, like, Power Rangers seats on the bed?
You got some sweet rims for that?
No, I'm working on it. I got LEDs and a fog machine hooked up to it.
Nice.
Yeah,
because Sid and I were talking.
On the inside or the outside?
The inside.
So if a woman...
I was sober for 48 hours. That's why.
So wait, say, Nick.
Nick, I'll be sin one. He could be sin two.
It's very simple. Nick, so you got to have a lot of girls that come up to you that have like a fetish for this.
I do. Mostly it's girls in heels. They just like throw their leg over my face and like, oh yeah, the right height. And
so
I don't complain.
Is your private parts equal to your size, or is it?
They're like normal people's parts.
Or is it like a...
Are you well hung
size?
Like...
I am well hung.
Well hung like me and Larry, where we're normal guys that have short penises?
I am like Howard Stern in that respect.
I don't know what that means.
Howard Stern brags about having a very small penis.
If you were Nick's size, that would look gigantic.
I can't even find it sometimes. I was once on a gig with Stuttering John
right,
and Artie Lang. And we had
and you lost your dick?
No, we had almost. We had to take a leak on the New Jersey Turnpike. So Stuttering John looked at me and says, where's your dick?
Why is Stuttering John looking at your dick?
That's what Artie said. Artie says, why are you looking at his dick?
Where's your dick?
No, it's not that.
Button penis. When it's what's button penis? Josie, what's button penis?
No.
Sam, what is button penis?
I don't know. I'm kind of confused.
Have you ever had a button penis? See,
no, not a button. It's a.
Well, see, with me, that's when the whole hands come in.
It's okay when I get a hard on.
They still have two hands.
It's good when I'm hard.
Right.
You know, it's.
I would hope so.
You're a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
What's that?
You're a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
I would hope when you have an erection, that's when things are turning upward for you. That's good.
I am so into this hour. This is one of the greatest hours. I was on the History Channel this morning doing
Larry,
my first.
Let's talk
interview.
About your penis.
You're missing the O'Reilly factor to talk about your penis, Larry.
Yeah, I am. And I want you to understand that I am here because I want to be here.
Right.
And I believe the what Howard had picked up on me over the years is honesty.
Well, I was gonna ask you. Yeah. Asking Nick.
Anything at all?
Okay. Now Nick gets girls because they're in. Now Nick, when girls are into short guys and you know that they're just trying to see what it's like and they're fetish, does it bother you? Do you want to be love for yourself or you don't give a shit? You'll
I don't
fuck.
Give a fuck. No.
Okay.
We were talking about this on the radio over here.
Larry, you must have women that want to have sex with you because you're part of the Howard Stern
show.
No,
most girls...
Especially back in the day when you were on a lot.
Well, I'm still on a lot of programs. Most women are... I don't want to use a bad word, but most women...
Are cunts?
Yes.
Sluts?
Yes.
Whores?
Yes.
Bitches?
Yes.
Twats?
Yes.
Bitches
and hoes? Yes. Yes. Come on in here.
And
skanks?
You said them all.
I've got a very good friend in my life who's not a girlfriend, a lady friend, who I really
Somebody
want to
fuck that won't fuck you.
Someone that used to.
That's what we call Josie.
Right. And that's okay with
you.
Me.
I want to fuck you. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that life, if you have happiness in this world, let it be. Just like Paul McCartney would sing in that song, Let It Be.
I hate to interrupt you, Melrose.
Yeah.
Unless you do want to fuck me back. Maybe that's where you were so upset.
I think I'm confused.
Okay. Melrose, keep going. So Paul McCartney said...
I'm going to help you out here, buddy.
Yeah, she just sat down for a second.
I have to choke my car.
What is that? Is that alcohol?
Yeah, it's Fireball Whiskey.
I've never had a drink in my life.
You've never had a drink in your life. Now, Melrose, we're going to talk to Sin because Sin's got a lot to talk about. Before you do, I want to clear this up. Are you rich?
I'm okay.
Okay, so why do you.
I have a T-Bird I haven't driven in years.
Why do you give tours on Hollywood Boulevard? I hear you're a millionaire.
I like the tour business.
Because I know why you do comedy. You want to be a comedian. I get that.
I like the tour business.
But if you didn't work again in your life, you're set.
No, I don't know. I don't want to say that. That'll cause a lot
you're
of people.
You're buying us all a very expensive dinner after the show. Is that right?
No, he's just buying me an expensive dinner. I gotta go see
So you always want to be a tour guide?
No, I like the tour business. I like
because I was amazed when I saw you and I thought you were just piled inside. You're like, no, I'm doing the tour thing. I'm like, aren't you a millionaire?
Yesterday, I don't want to talk a lot. Yes, but yesterday I made no sales at all. I made no money. I guarantee you, none of you have ever worked an 8-hour gig on your feet. We all have. I ended up owing money out of my pocket. That feeling is similar to the feeling of when you're getting spanked like hundreds of times. After a while, it starts feeling good. And that's how I felt yesterday. I was so fucking mad at everybody that wouldn't buy my tours that after about 3 o'clock, I was okay with it.
But that's like the feeling of calling into the Howard Stern show, having them put you on hold for the whole show.
I don't mind.
And not picking up.
I don't mind.
You never got pissed at that.
You can't be. You know, I'm a Buddhist. I'm a Jewish Buddhist.
Wow.
Yeah.
A Judist.
Exactly. And I meditate a lot. And I do my thing. I mean,
I meditate too.
Howard's got a million people to talk to.
Right.
All right.
But he doesn't have Sin Fista to talk to.
No, he would like to talk to these two.
No, here's the thing. I'm going to talk to Sin Fista because we were talking about this last time you were after the show. Mm-hmm. I'll get back to you, Melrose. Don't worry. I got a couple of other questions for you.
I didn't know you were going to play with.
I didn't know. We got stuff to play with. You're going to get in the. We got plans for you. Sin's going to play with you. But let me ask you, because I want to get this out before we get to playing. After the show last time, you shocked me. Because you said you want to get breast implants.
Yes.
And Josie, if you have any advice, please.
No, earlier we were talking about
best investment I've ever made.
Exactly. Earlier we were talking about how people give like hate mail or negative things. I've never had that until I announced on my Facebook and Twitter that I am going to get breast enhancements. And I had people going, "Oh, you're so vain and blah 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 and all this stuff and like all this negative feedback." And I try and explain to them like, "I'm a burlesque dancer.
Right.
This is what I do for a living. I'm not doing it for vanity reasons. Right. I am perfectly fine with my breasts how they are."
Well, I hope you didn't think I was being negative. I was just wondering why.
They're fantastic. No, but for me, why do you need breast implants?
This isn't me right now.
Show them why you need breast implants.
This isn't me right now. This is two big, super padded bras. But I'm doing it for work reasons. I'm a burlesque dancer, fetish performer, and it's an investment into my job, and I'll do anything for my work. And I've been avoiding it for 16 years. And right now I'm 34. If I'm going to do it, I need to do it now before it's too late.
You don't look a day over 33.
It's because I'm not married and I don't have kids and I do what I love for a living.
That's right. That's right. She smiles a lot, Melrose. That's the key to youth. So you're taking donations.
Yes, I'm taking donations. I'm taking donations for my breast implants. If people want to help out, you could go to my website, www.sinfisted.com, and there'll be a donation button in the top right hand corner. You just click on that and just put whatever in. And I'm doing an offer right now. If you donate $100, you get a free signed double-sided poster, free signed 8x10, and two free stickers. So I'm trying to give back while people are giving to me.
You see how it juxtaposes Melrose, are you rich, with you need money for breast implants.
No, but I've only had the donation up for about a week, and I've already received some really good, like, very generous donations. So I'm planning my surgery in December. I'm going to do it right around my birthday.
Right.
So they'll give me enough time to save up, and, you know, if people want to pitch in, I would love it. If not, no worries. But
as a birthday gift, I will be there to inspect them before and after.
We will need massaging, for sure.
Oh, you will get massages.
The only downfall is I can't pull dance.
Really? Is that true, Josie, that you need massaging?
Yeah. I can't pole dance for a year, though.
Mark, you take the top, I'll take the bottom.
Yeah.
Because I'm going for a very natural look that if I start pole dancing too soon, they'll come out of position and come straight up and look really thick.
So really?
I've seen it.
It's pretty bad.
You've seen it? So, I've seen it a lot with dancers, too.
Like, as it's happening?
You can see, like, the bag, like,
you see it, like,
inflating, deflating as
it's
going.
So I'm going to let it, I'm going to give it a year off of pole dancing, but I'll still continue doing my grinder, my contortion, my burlesque, and everything else. But I'll have to take a year off of pole dancing.
A lot of people don't know what grinding is, and I'm glad that you brought the grinder today. I'm going to turn the camera around because could you show Melrose, have you seen her grind?
I don't know what that is.
Explain to Melrose what grindcore is. I'm going to turn this camera around.
Okay. It's shooting sparks off my body with power tools.
Oh my God.
And I use a metal that doesn't ignite. And I also
I think I saw that at the Dragonfly that night, or whatever it was called.
A metal that doesn't have nickel in it because some people are allergic to nickel. So if it has nickel and it touches their body, they can go to the emergency room. So I did my research and all that before ahead of time and everything to make sure that it's not only safe for me, but it's safe for
me. And how did you start grinding? How did this start?
I did it. They had me do it on a Black Label Society music video, Suicide Messiah, back in 2004.
My brother's a Black Label guy.
It was their idea. And I was in a motorcycle shop, and they just had this piece of steel in a vise, and they had me hold the grinder and do it then. Right. And then I came up with the idea of making a bikini and shooting it off of my body.
Well, could you demonstrate for Melrose? Yes. I think we need to see
this.
Does
someone want to come play with my sparks, or am I just going to play
with
myself?
Melrose, do you want to play with her sparks?
What does that involve? What is it?
You can touch it. I think it won't hurt you.
Nick?
We could have the two sins.
Nick can do it.
Well,
don't be scared.
I'll do it. Melrose, you do it.
I don't know what
this is
going
to hit me in the eye.
Hit you in the eye? Because you're not tall enough?
No. Go ahead, Melrose. Go ahead. Go over there. She's got something for you.
He's crotch size.
Oh, my God.
I am crotch size. That's what I'm afraid of, what she's wearing. It's going to poke me in the eye.
No, just be away, and it shoots down. I'm shooting it down.
Hold on.
I'll show you. I got it. I don't know what to do anymore.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
Check, one, two, check. Hello? Okay. Sin?
Yes. Hi. Yes, I can't hold at the same time.
Right. So I'm here.
Okay.
Melrose, you want to hold... Sinfist is going to be grinding right now.
All right, it's
going to
get loud.
Okay.
Well.
Hold on. Josie, are you taking pictures of this?
No, if it burned, I wouldn't be putting my hand in front of it.
Oh. Melrose, she knows what she's
one
doing.
One more.
That gets hot.
It smells like the dentist.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, that was Josie.
Don't remind me, that's me.
Oh, hold on.
Wow.
Paper Piston never disappoints. Hold on, Finn, I gotta...
Oh, my God.
So, wow.
Have you ever had an orgasm from vibrating?
It does vibrate.
That's a good question. Now, I'm gonna come over in the... Go ahead. Spark a little bit more here. She has a heart-shaped metal thing on her vagina. She has a heart on her vagina. And she's shooting sparks. Now, I'm gonna...
The studio's flipping out like
that. No, you can sit down if you're not comfortable.
Is this smoke alarms? No, Sin,
how does that feel?
It feels amazing.
Whoa. Really?
Especially when I start doing this too.
It's warm and it really vibrates.
Yeah.
Oh, what a, I love this.
No,
thank
you.
Welcome to the Dark Mark Show. Thank you, Sin. Thank you for grinding. Now, did you bring your straight jacket, Sin?
I did. It's right here.
Okay.
Mark, this is the reason why we're in Afghanistan and
for
Korea
the freedom
and Japan.
No,
and
we're don't get me started.
This is the reason.
Melrose Larry Green's a big conservative now. We're in there because I understand. Melrose,
this is unbelievable. You couldn't do this in North Korea.
No, take your jacket off, please, Melrose. Melrose, we're gonna have some fun with you. Sin, no more sparks. No more sparks. No more sparks.
Only for you, Mark.
Well, no, only for Sin Fiston. Hold on.
Sin, do you need help?
Sin.
Take both
jackets off or one?
Both.
I just had one on the other night.
Sin is going to tell you what to do.
All right. Okay. It's not going to hurt, will it?
No. It's going to tie you up and maybe poke you with a stick or something.
I brought mine, and then I saw you posted it, Mark.
We had a whole... When Melrose Larry Green called in last time, Sin Fiston was in town.
Sin Fiston.
He said, I saw you, I want to put you in a straitjacket.
Is this okay?
Yes.
And he said, no. And she said, if I do it, he said, yes. Go ahead, Melrose. Right.
What do I do?
Just come over here. Come over here and stick your arms
out. Put one
out,
foot
like
in front of the other. Walk over there, Melrose. You're going to be okay.
No sparks.
Just stick your arms out.
We're going to trust you. Republicans can be in straitjackets, too. What's wrong with that?
Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity.
Don't apologize to Rush Limbaugh. He's a drug addict. Come on. What's the matter with you, Melrose? Rush Limbaugh imitated Howard Stern. You know that.
Well, all right.
Doesn't he say that?
Yes.
Is there a radio show that Howard Stern says he does not imitate, that doesn't imitate him? Every show he says they imitate him. Rush Limbaugh.
Cross arms. Do the arms after. Wait. Are you fast enough back first? Put your arms down.
I've never done this before.
You've never been in a straitjacket, Melrose Larry Green? I highly doubt that.
This is absolutely an official word.
This is from a psychiatric institute.
Yeah. I think he's the
Josie, do you have the mic? Who has the mic?
Look, I work on Hollywood Boulevard.
I have the mic.
Please do some running commentary because we have people that can't see this on iTunes.
Okay.
Let's dig in.
Right now, we are buckling up and tying up Melrose Larry Green in an official
Melrose has something to say. It's comfortable, right, Melrose?
Yeah, it's like I did a bungee jump in Dallas.
Yeah, you might want to put the microphone in his face.
It's not bad. I mean, the fact that Sin Fiston is putting this on me is great.
How much do you like Sin Fiston?
I think Sin Fiston is about the hottest chick out there, along with Josie Katz.
Josie Katz's hot, but yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sin Fiston has the Betty Page look.
Yes, he does.
I'm in love with the
Betty Page. By the way, Melrose, would it honor you to know that she did her hair especially like that for you?
It does honor me, yes.
Yes.
I think this is a great girl. And I saw her that night with my friend Julian Douglas. And I was so amazed by Sin Fiston that I went on the...
He's got broad shoulders.
Melrose, you're a pretty buff guy.
Underneath.
I'm 60.
I could go underneath.
Melrose is in good shape for 60.
Well, 63.
I've heard all sorts of interesting things on your age. Last time you said you were 54.
I'm born in 1950. So
yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah.
That's what it says on your Wikipedia
Lawrence
page.
Lawrence Greenblatt, my real name.
Yeah, Larry Green, and I can't get the
Melrose,
flash
Larry Green is a nom de plume.
Right.
Which means pen name.
How does it feel? Is it tight?
It's great.
Nom de plume. Larry, I think that...
We're going to leave you here for about an hour and go have dinner.
Melrose Larry Green ran for mayor twice.
Twice, yes.
I don't think he'll be running for mayor again.
not after this.
Eric Garcetti is a great mayor. He's a friend of mine. So is Mayor Villaraigosa.
Okay, so we can all sit back
not,
down.
Not on the grinder, though.
No.
Oh, we're going to go back. Okay.
We're going to go back. So... Melrose is in a straitjacket.
Like no
now, Nick, you do straitjacket work yourself.
I am. I am actually.
How does that feel being in a straitjacket?
Do you mind moving my stuff?
I will.
It's not so bad. I'm actually the world's smallest.
Just put on here. You have a custom made small straitjacket.
Yeah, it's
the
custom
world's
made.
Small
straitjacket. You shape it upside down.
It's upside down.
You know what?
Yeah, kind of
comfortable.
That was impressive.
I kind of like it. It's like,
you do like it.
Look, I run every morning, I work out. I've done marathons. This is great. Oh, you can do it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Now we
get it. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, you can't do shit about that, can you?
The girls are
okay.
Straight.
Yes. Yes. Now the rest of the show, the girls are going to have their way with Melrose, Larry Green. Josie Penn is tickling her. And Tim Vincent is slapping his face. This is great. Melrose, Larry Green. Howard Stern doesn't treat you this good, does he?
Newt Gingrich is not watching this.
Newt Gingrich.
Stand up.
Newt Gingrich would do this. You know Newt Gingrich. He's a horny guy.
I don't know if I can stand up.
Stand up.
Oh, he's going to put you up. Okay, so now he stood up.
Lean towards me.
Josie Cat is turning him around. Okay. And Sid Fisted is going to be spanking him.
Oh, wow.
Wait. You want to torture Melrose, Larry Green?
Sid Fisted, wow.
Sin. I'm gonna give you a challenge. Hold on.
You gotta lean forward.
Oh, Sin.
Wait, I'm gonna give you a challenge.
This way. Oh. Who's your daddy?
Hold on. Sin Fisted. anybody drive to Hollywood after this?
Hold on.
Are you butthurt?
No, it's not bad.
You're gonna have to do that all again because I didn't get it on camera.
Lean forward.
Come to me. Come here. Get over here.
Oh.
Forward. More. Lean more. Just gotta get in there. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Wow.
Rosie. Tickle.
You know what? Melrose, I agree. Will you do anything for Sin Fisted?
Yes.
I have a challenge.
Yes. Sin, I won't pay for the breast implants.
No.
Oh, let's do
you
it.
Don't need them.
I hold you.
Sin. You don't need them.
Sin, if you can get Melrose.
Do I need to take the bras off?
Take the bras off. Go ahead.
Wait.
No, your tits are great.
Okay.
All right.
So you
see.
Wait, watch what Sin Fisted. See how voluptuous she is.
See the smoke and mirrors.
Okay.
She's I'm going to be very honest with you.
Sin Fisted is taking off her bra. I hope we get this on camera.
Bras, plural, more than one. Wait,
how many bras do you have on, Sin?
Two
bras.
I'm going to be honest with you.
How about that? I like it.
So far, no, you have great tits.
Look at that. I've got it on camera.
Great tits. You have
those
great
are.
Tits.
Look, I see the nipples.
They're great.
I'm getting hard.
Trust me, I like them too, but for work reasons, I need them. But yeah, I mean, look at what I'm working with here. I mean, these are not.
Mark, you know, Jews always talk with their hands.
These are like boobs.
So this is really hard for a Jew.
It is such torture because you can't talk with his hand. If you really want to torture.
Wait until you get the gag ball.
Oh, he's amazing.
If you want to torture Melrose, Larry Green, I'm going to give you a challenge, Sin.
All right.
Yeah.
Get him to say Barack Obama is the greatest president of all time.
I'll say it. He's not that bad.
That's not the same.
No. You know what? Barack Obama is the president of the United States.
Right.
Okay?
So you're not going to talk disrespect to him now?
No.
Like, it's out of the office, you're going to almost watch him, but he's okay.
I would love to have a cup of coffee with him and ask him a lot of questions.
He's a smart guy.
Hopefully not in a straitjacket.
With a bra on your head.
A bra on my head is okay.
Two bras on your head.
That's fine.
And a straitjacket.
It's like the Jews wear a little talus around their shoulders.
Yeah, it's kind of like a yarmulke. No, I'm actually not Jewish.
It's a bramica.
It's a product. It's funny you should mention that, Melrose, because I did a comedy show.
Yes.
And
you're a great comedian, by the way.
Yeah, well, geez, please
you
say
really
saying that. But I had a guy tell me I'm the most Jewish-looking non-Jew he's ever seen in
Who
his
said,
life.
That's a good line. Who said that?
I think Stephen Glickman said that.
That's actually pretty funny.
And,
I thought you were Jewish. Yeah,
a lot of people do. We're all, like, sweating. All those sparks
are sweaty.
That's all you got to do is just spank him a little bit? That's it?
That was a good spanking, let me tell you.
A little bit more.
Wait, I want to talk about this. And Nick, I'm sorry that we didn't talk that much to you. I think you're enjoying things. So.
I'm just sitting back.
I have no problem with this.
Josie, you know that Sin Fisted.
Oh, my bra.
You got to put that bra back on.
Put the bra back on. I don't mind this. This is not bad.
Gag him with the bra.
Gag him with the bra. Yes, gag him with Sin Fisted's bra.
Oh, he's
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Okay, they are gagging Melrose Larry Green. Sid Fist is rough. Oh, man. Well, we were talking in the car, Josie. Josie kind of gagged.
Sorry if it's a little salty. I'm a little sweaty.
I did what Howard Stern could not do. I shut Melrose Larry Green up. I gagged him with a bra.
In a straitjacket.
Sid Fist teaches a lot of classes. And one of the classes you teach is lap dance?
I do like pole dance, lap dance, and floor work classes.
What is there to learn about lap dance? You just grind on the guy's dick?
No, that's just grinding on a guy's dick. No. There's a whole etiquette on doing it. Yes,
you gotta, gotta get a good lap dance.
And there's nothing more sexy than a girl trying to give a lap dance and then falling right off the lap. You know what?
You want to give him a little lap dance?
Can we do lap dance story?
Let's hear Dick's lap dance story. I want to hear this. Okay.
I got puked on during the lap dance.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
I had a girl puke on my stage once. She took too much ecstasy. I had to run off stage and I was like, but no.
I got puked on.
That's a bad lap. Did you tip her?
Did you punch her in the cunt?
No, I didn't tip her. It was kind of like an after hours thing. And she just, it's like, just come in the back with me. And I thought we were kind of like, you know,
vibing and things.
Yeah, and then as soon as she kind of did this like dry heave thing, and as soon as I left the room, I was like, I think it's over because she's kind of drunk and I'm drunk, and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, like 2 hours after the bar closed. And somebody tapped my shoulder and goes, you got a lot of loot just in time. And as she's puking behind it, as it's
out of the chair. And I gotta tell you, Melrose Larry, you're gonna back me up on this. I know from firsthand experience, when a girl vomits, it's not a good sign.
No, not at all.
Not a good sign.
I thought it was
Mark,
funny.
I got to tell you something. This
unless you're into that.
Is so, I'm having
Josie,
the time
you seem
of my
to know
life
something
here.
About that. Have you dated men that are into puking?
No.
I dated men who wanted me to.
But there's a huge fetish for it.
Wait. This is the last story of the day. Tell us about this. There is a guy that wanted
to. I dated a guy who wanted me to.
Of all the things you can do, contortioning.
I crossed the line. I'm fine with pee, whatever. Pee on me, I'll pee on you. I'm fine with
fluids. Could you lift your legs so people know what you can do?
And I'm fine with blood and whatever and spit and all that.
Right.
But I cross a line when it comes to vomit and shit.
Right.
And I dated this guy, I'm folding myself in half. I dated this guy who would, whenever I was on top of him, he would want me to stick my fingers down my throat and puke on his chest.
Wow.
And I was like, I can't do that.
Let me tell you something. Melrose Larry Green and Nixon's mind, they're all wandering of things we really want you to do. There's a lot of positions and a lot of things that are crossing my mind.
No, it comes in handy.
Vomiting is not one of them.
No. There was a guy on the Stern Show that called the Vomit King, Jeff Levy, and he was really disgusting.
Did he do porn? Did he do the vomitorium?
Yeah,
I think I saw a couple of those.
I saw a couple of them.
I had a roommate.
You can't just see one. You had to see a couple.
I had a roommate I lived with.
He was like, you got to see this.
Howard Stern, let me tell you something. Melrose Larry Green, even though he came on the show, he's loyal because he wouldn't let me wrap up the show without a Howard Stern reference. So there you go. Baba Booey to everybody. He had a guy that vomited, but we put you in a straitjacket, and she grinded and lifted her leg.
I just want to say one quick thing.
Go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity.
I want to thank three important friends,
Howard Stern, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon. They're all friends of mine.
Right.
And this is all in fun. And to be with the Sin Fisted and Josie Catt and Nick Sin, but especially Sin Fisted, this is one of the greatest thrills of my life.
Melrose, you were great. If people want to get a hold of you, I told you I was going to be here. Melrose, I'm glad you were a guest. You're a cool guy. I've met you a few times. I remember when I was sitting with a girl in a restaurant, you circled the block about five times because you were so stoked that I recognized you, asking me if I like Jack, you're already better, all that stuff. I'm glad you came on the show.
Get a hold of me. I'm on Facebook. That's
Melrose Larry is on Facebook, at Melrose Larry on Twitter.
I'm just a regular guy. And I'm on Hollywood Boulevard every day selling tours.
And Nixon?
Yes.
You're in Portland.
I'm in Portland.
How'd you get down here?
I flew.
To the show?
No.
And he said two words.
I'm actually working on a movie right now. The director of the movie is in the other room.
Well, what's the movie? Tell us about
the movie. It's called Daniel. It's supposed to be like an R-rated version of Elf. And we did have
a porn?
That's what we've been waiting for. It's the R-rated version of Elf.
We did have a Hellboy reference earlier, and I'm actually working with the special effects artists of Hellboy right now.
That's great.
And that's why I'm in L.A. And
what part of Boston are you from?
I'm from Western Mass,
So. Springfield, Pittsfield.
Pittsfield.
Oh, yeah, that's where the Red Sox played. I went to camp in Great Barrington.
Oh, look how happy he is.
There you go.
I love Massachusetts.
Is it okay if I plug a few things?
Nick, people get a hold of you. How do they get a hold of you?
There's nicksin.com. I don't know how to run it yet, but there is nicksin.com, NIKSIN.com.
And I can't believe Josie Cat's sweating more than me. So find her on Facebook, Josie Cat. It's KAT. And the floor is yours,
Thank you.
I almost called you Nick.
I have a couple upcoming shows. March 1st, Devil's Playground will be premiering Gods of Rock. It's all female burlesque dancers imitating male iconic rock gods. I will be performing as Marilyn Manson, doing my four-legged stilts. Ooh. And Star Girls, which is our Star Wars burlesque, is March 28th at the Dragonfly. And then we'll be doing again May 4th for May the 4th Be With You at the Conga Room. And then we're bringing back Video Game Girls in June while we will be performing as Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that's great. And if people want to contribute to give you new tips.
Yes, please. Yes. Sinfisted.com. Click the donation button. Please and thank you. Any little bit helps. Thank you, guys.
All right. This has been a great show. It's time for the Spank Train, everybody. Everybody's going to spank each other.
Yes.
Everybody have a wonderful week.